Tim Conway Jr. Show live at 97.1 Free FM. Happy Monday to everybody. And don't forget, this Friday, we're going to be at Knott's Berry Farm from 8 p.m. until 10 p.m. I believe the park closes at 10 p.m. Is that correct? And so they're going to boot us out of there. But we'll be there with Danny Bonaducci this Friday from 8 to 10 p.m.
Really?
So come on down. And if you get there after 4 p.m., tickets are half price. So I hope to see everybody down at Knott's Berry Farm. Look at that. All right. I was with my daughter this weekend. We went to Blockbuster to rent a video. There's some DVDs. I guess they're not called videos anymore. Well, maybe they are. It's a digital video. It's still video. And I'm tooling around. She instantly grabs the door, so she's set. And the first 2 minutes we're there, boom. She's locked it off. She knows what she wants. She's got it under her arm, ready to go. I spend the next 45 minutes looking around, and I can't find a single thing in Blockbuster that I think I would enjoy. I looked at Vantage Point, then My Blueberry Nights. I didn't think that was going to be for me. How to Rob a Bank, Get Smart's Bruce and Lloyd Out of Control.
Jesus Christ.
Sex and Death, Chapter 27. I'm looking at everything. I couldn't find the Honey Dripper. I saw The Hammer already, so I passed on that, looked at that already. And I kept going. 10,000 B.C., The Tattooist, Careless, and Fool's Gold, Under the Same Moon. I saw all these movies. I'm thinking to myself, is this really worth $3 to look at this? So I said, nah, pass. So I went over the documentary section. And I usually go there first. I just forgot to go over there. And that's where I find more of the interesting stuff, because I'm into news. I'm really into, 10,000 B.C. Not really into science fiction or anything like that. Probably because I have a 16-inch black and white TV, and science fiction on that TV sucks.
Jesus Christ!
But so I look at the documentary section, and I pick up. I see this something pops out at me, and it's a documentary called The N Word, right? And it was made in 2004. And so I'm looking at it, and it has a lot of the people that I enjoy in the same documentary. You got George Carlin. I've never seen that piece of Carlin that he taped for this documentary, so I wanted to look at that. Paul Mooney, who I think is probably one of the most underrated comics in all of Hollywood and all of show business. I remember seeing Paul Mooney back at the Comedy Store in the late 70s, early 80s. And I thought, man, this guy's going to have his own TV show. He's going to have his own movie series. He's going to have his own network. I mean, this guy is hysterical. And anyway, so I knew he was going to be in it, so I enjoyed him. So I thought, well, there's two guys I like, George Carlin and Paul Mooney. There's John Sally's in it, Tupac Shakur, Johnny Cochran, Whoopi Goldberg, Dick Gregory, Quincy Jones, Richard Pryor, and Chris Rock. Plus, there's a rule of thumb that I have. Any movie that features Mark Furman, Coretta Scott King, Brooke Shields, and Ice Cube all together, I'm in. That's got to be a great movie. Anytime you get Mark Furman, Coretta Scott King, Brooke Shields, and Ice Cube all on the same bill, it's worth your $3. So I quickly look at at who's working at Blockbuster before I rent it. Because I don't know. I think I'd have just felt uncomfortable walking up to a black guy going, yeah, here's what I'd like to rent. I don't know. It's just probably my own, guilt. But there's these two clowns working at the counter, so I go up there and rent it. And I take it home and I watch it. And it's a very interesting documentary of where the N-word came from, who uses it, who's allowed to use it, who's not allowed to use it. The history of the word, the context, the several contexts that, the millions of contexts that it can be said in, but the most popular ones. Also, the hip-hop community's embracement of it, the older African-Americans who don't like it so much, like Quincy Jones. But it really is a great documentary. It's called The N-Word. And about three-quarters through this documentary, they had a guy, and I can't remember who this guy was. He wasn't a popular comedian or an actor or a writer or director. I think he was he's like a political guy, and I've not seen him before, but maybe he's like a pundit or something. I don't know. But he said he was in Tower Records, and he heard a couple of guys using, the N-word towards each other, he turned around, and it was three white guys, three white young kids using it to to refer to one another. And he said he was shocked to see that, just completely shocked to hear that. And then he went on to say, you know, that word is not shouldn't be used by, you know, white kids to reference one another. And I think my generation was the last generation that didn't do that. Well, maybe that's not true. Maybe there's one generation below me that didn't. But I think this new generation between like 16 to 25, I'd say 16 to 25, has completely embraced using the N-word to refer to each other. And, you know, I don't get down. I don't like to. There was somebody who used to work at a place I worked, and he used to use that word all the time. And I kept telling him, I said, you got to watch that, dude. I mean, you know, if somebody in management hears you say that, you know, your ass will be thrown right out of here in a heartbeat. No questions asked. You'll just be gone. And the guy, you know, he mellowed out a little, but he continued to use it, here and there. And I kept warning him. I said, this is 2008. This is, CBS. Anybody who trots that word out, it's over. So he did mellow out, and he sort of saw that corporate America is not bracing that term. I mean, you can tell by when you look at how many people have been fired by using that term either on or off the air, or even something, less threatening, like Don Imus. But here's the question: is it okay for people who are not black to use that term to refer to each other? Like maybe Hispanics, perhaps Asians, or especially white kids, when you use it to refer to each other, is that cool with black guys, or is it something that white people just can never, ever do? And Chris Rock pointed it out in the documentary. He said white people are just really pissed because there's one thing they can't do in life. There's one thing they cannot do, and they cannot use that word. Yet these, young kids, I hear it not all the time, but if I go to a place where, you know, there are kids, you do hear it, and you do hear them referencing each other with that name, and they seem to do it casually and openly and publicly and without shame. So I imagine they've gotten used to it, and their group of friends got used to it, and maybe, you know, this will be the last generation, you know, like the 25 and older will be the last generation where that word is not embraced by everybody. Maybe every generation from now on, that'll just be like calling somebody, a Mick or, I don't know what other, terms are equal to that, but I can't think of any right now. But anyway, so here's the question. Is it that prevalent amongst your kids out there? Again, 18 to or 16 to 25 year olds. And is it cool to use when referencing each other if there's no black guys involved? All right. Here's the phone number or phone numbers. Got two of them for you tonight. 520-9710. That's our main number here in Southern California. 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. That's 888-520-9710. And if you want to rent this documentary, it is great. It was made in 2004, and I can't believe I usually check the documentary section at Blockbuster, and I can't believe I've never seen it. But it's called The N-Word. It was made in 2004, directed by Todd Williams, and it's a great documentary. That's I was never a fan of Whoopi Goldberg, but I sort of am after watching this. She really has a terrific sense of humor and has one of the funniest lines in the documentary. So if you can rent it, get out there and rent it. And the reason why I couldn't find anything to rent, because we talked on Thursday about stoner movies, and every stoner movie that you guys suggested, I wrote down, and I took it into Blockbuster with me, and they're all gone. So evidently, like, people listening to the show, or people just assume, they just know that those are stoner movies, and they've all been rented, and I couldn't rent a single one of them. Every one of them was gone. All right, let's talk to Scott here in Long Beach. Scott, you're on 97.1 Free FM. How are you?
Hey, what's up, man?
How you doing?
You for a long time.
Thank you, sir. Thank you, sir.
Hey, I live in Long Beach, and a lot of Asian kids, I think it's like teenagers. They use that word a lot. Not necessarily black kids, but a lot of different races are using that word now.
Right, and it doesn't seem to even affect the black kids who are that age.
No. You go to the high school, and all the kids, Samoans, they're all calling each other the N-word.
Right. And you know, there's a piece in there where I think it was Quincy Jones said, you know, he said it's not good, man. You know, you start to let, you know, the rap community use it or the hip hop community use it, and then the kids who buy these albums think that just because they're paying $14.95 or whatever to buy a DVD or CD, that they can go ahead and use it, and all hell is going to break loose. But you know, he's personally. And I can understand this. We thank you for calling, buddy. But he personally is offended by it, and you know would like to see the word banned. And I understand what he's saying because you know growing up when Quincy Jones grew up is much different than when you know kids are growing up today in society. Dave and Pacoima, you're on 97.1 Free FM. How you doing?
What's up, Tim?
Hey.
Hey, I don't think it's right for other races other than black people to use that word. But what I'm wondering is, how come Puerto Ricans and Cubans, they also use it, and they're Hispanic, but the only reason they use it is because of their ethnicity, you know what I'm saying?
Right. Well,
what I'm wondering is it cool for them to use it as well, or what?
Well, yeah, I mean, is it then cool for black guys to refer to each other as, you know, derogatory slang terms that, you know, that Mexicans or Cubans or Puerto Ricans use?
Well, I don't know. I've never really heard.
I haven't heard it either. That's what I'm saying.
Well, I don't know.
All right, Bubba. We thank you for calling. Jackie in Inglewood, you're on 97.1.
Hey, Tim. How you doing?
All right. How you doing?
I think it's, I don't care what race you are, it's a derogatory term.
Right.
And it shouldn't be used.
And so they should ban it.
Yeah, I think they should because it's way, 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 way out of control.
Yeah,
I mean, I'm a black woman, and my parents, had they had lived, they would be around about Quincy Jones' age right now.
Right,
they come from a different place and a different time. It was not a lot. It was not used in the house.
Oh, absolutely, it wasn't. Yeah,
it's a derogatory term. It means a different thing.
Right now,
and they went through too much of a struggle.
Right now, you're absolutely right, and I absolutely agree with you. But should they also ban the term the N-word? So not only.
I mean, I think the problem is in our own community, it was used too freely and used in mixed company. And once it was used in mixed company, it gave non-blacks the green light to say, okay, if they're using around us, then you know what? It's all right to use. It's a derogatory term.
Yeah, but
it's never been a term of endearment.
I know, but I mean, let's say you hear somebody who has rented a CD that has that term in it.
Mm-hmm.
And it was either NWA or one of these other groups that have that term in it. If a white kid is singing it, should he pause during that word or
replace it
with the N-word?
I think whether it's a white kid, Hispanic kid, any kid of any race, black, whatever, I think, number one, they should go to the dictionary.
Right.
And look at the term and talk to somebody, talk to people that are in Quincy Jones' generation, my parents' generation, and find out and get an understanding of what that term means. And
yeah, I understand. I know, but the kids aren't going to do that. If a kid if a kid is singing the song that has that word in it, what should the kid do when it comes to that word?
Well, he's not going to do it, but.
Should he believe himself?
I think the term should be banned, but the reality is they're going to still use it.
Yeah, I know. All right, Jackie, thank you for calling, baby.
All right, thanks.
All right, there she goes, everybody. All right, let's talk to Jeff in Huntington Beach. You're on 97.1 Free FM.
Hey, how's it going?
All right, how you doing?
Good. Yeah, a friend of mine. You know, that's something that it has always been something that's definitely not being able to use by white people. I can attest to that. A friend of mine and I kind of use it for each other. We don't use it in derogatory manner. We think it's funny. It's just one of those words that is such a great way to refer to your buddies. And
when you say your buddies, your best buddies or just casual friends?
No, my best buddies.
Right.
My best buddies. And it just has always been one of those words that, you know, it has gotten so common. It has gotten so used. And even referenced in, you know, comedic, it's typically that I'm doing it to be funny and doing it to be like, come on, you know, and please. You know, that's the way it's going down. But a friend of mine and I, we came out of a club, and this is why I don't use it anymore. even in any kind of social arena, is that we came out of a club, and he said, "Ann, where are you going?" Because I had passed by the car, and four black guys walked up, thought we were calling it, you know, calling them, and we got clocked.
Is that right?
Right in the eye, yeah.
Wow. Yeah. Where is that? In Huntington Beach?
No, this is actually in Monrovia, of all places, which is, you know, it just was a, you know, regular nightclub. Wasn't anything, you know, very mixed crowd.
They catch the guys that did it?
The four guys, yeah. Four guys walked out.
I know. Did the cops catch the guys that did it?
No. I mean, they literally, what happened was they grabbed my friend. I was like, "Hey, you guys, I think you got a misunderstanding." They broke a couple of his ribs. I went to go get involved, and this guy came up behind me and just right from behind me got me in the eye.
Jeez.
And I was still, even after he hit me, was saying, "You guys, you got this all wrong. We're not meaning anything, you know."
I guess you stopped using the word after that, huh?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I learned my lesson.
Okay. All right, buddy. Thank you for calling. All right. Is it okay for these young kids to use this term, the N-word, when referring to each other? And I guess we just heard from some guy who got his ass kicked for it, Monrovia. Is that what it's going to take to get everybody to stop using that? Anthony in the 405, you're on 97.1.
Hey, so I was calling because you brought up a demographic that's commonly referred to as Generation Y, as using the derogatory word and whatnot. From what I've seen in marketing and branding, it's typically not socially accepted among that generation to be racist. So that would more lead me to believe that if they're using it,
right,
they're using it as like a term of endearment. So it would all have to be contextually based.
Yeah, right? No, I agree with you. I think that the generation that I hear use it may be the first really pure generation that's not racist.
Yeah. I mean, think about previous generations like Gen X and, baby boomers and whatnot.
Right.
Racism was fairly prevalent, and so was sexism throughout those different generations. And that's actually one of the bigger things when you're trying to do marketing, especially if you're doing it to the African-American community, is trying to be, you know, racially sensitive, if you will, but at the same time trying to understand the diversity and the dynamics and the differences that the youth, I guess, of today is going after. And when you hear it used in, like, you know, I hear a lot of people referencing it in rap songs and whatnot. And in those songs, again, go back to the context that they're using it, though, in those songs. But typically, you know, the rap artists are describing their peers and things like that. They may not necessarily even be describing anybody as a race from most of the songs I've listened to and heard anyways.
Yeah, no, I think there's something to that. But then again, you don't hear, other terms, you know, derogatory terms for Jewish people or for Hispanics used in rap songs and used, you know, towards each other.
But if you go to rock songs or anything of that sort, I mean, take a guy like Kid Rock and Korn, for example, on some of their CDs. I mean, they're using what some might think would be derogatory in one way or another towards the Caucasian community. You know, I don't know what words are safe on the radio, so I'm not going to bother saying any. But
well, what words are they using for the towards the? I'm sorry, you said towards the Asian community?
The Caucasian, not Asian.
Oh, Caucasian. What terms?
Words like, for example, like honky and different words along those lines. I mean, just describing back and forth. Sure, they're jokes, or they might be describing each other as redneck, or, you know.
I don't know anybody who's ever been offended by honky, though.
Yeah, but why would anybody be offended at one point in time? I mean, I would dare you to go walk into, a biker bar and start just throwing around the word honky and see what happens.
Yeah.
It would have the same effect.
I don't think it would, though. I think people look at it and like, oh, that guy's just an idiot. You know, I just don't think I don't know where honky came from, but I've never been, I mean, nobody in, I don't think, has ever been offended by that.
Isn't it from the Jeffersons?
I don't know. I don't know where that word came from. All right, I watched a documentary called The N-Word, and it's a great documentary. You should rent it. It's a blockbuster. It's made in 2004. And some really talented people in it. So I rented it. And George Carlin's in it, Paul Mooney, John Sally, Tupac Shakur, Whoopi Goldberg, Coretta Scott King. Brooke Shields is even in it. Look at that. And towards about three quarters into it, they said, is it cool for white people, white kids nowadays, to refer to each other as the N-word. Is it? 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live at 97.1 Free FM.